7700 to Suffolk. Standby, 86. You have an alarm. 8270 for a medic request for a working structure fire. 86. You have an alarm. 8270 for a writ. Medics requested for a working structure fire. 1902 Bayard Avenue, Newy Beach.
Medic Adam 81 command.
Go ahead for 81 command.
Currently en route at O'Neill's Road. Your pleasure with us.
You go ahead back to Station 1.
Medic 81. Suffolk 81 command.
81 command, go.
81 command, I'm going to need you to switch over to Suffolk dispatch standby for a second emergency in the district.
Okay.
David 86, it's going to be 1902 Barrett Avenue, Dewey Beach. Dewey PD's on scene, fully involved house, catching a second home on fire. I believe everyone is out of the house. 8270. Medic 104, this is Station 86 for the working residential structure fire. 1902 Byard Avenue, Dewey Beach, between Sweet Street and Salisbury Street. 0307.
81, second emergency of the district. Ambulance 81 is responding. Motor vehicle accident in the area 9110, approaching 910 West Street. 307.
Truck down road command to Sussex.
On road command.
Command to Sussex. Just go ahead and put next due on the second MVC.
Not.
Roll with 8212 with 20. 8212.
74. This is 81 motor vehicle accident. Area 910 West Street. 309.
8615. It's going to be 1902 Barrett Avenue out of Dewey Beach. Dewey PD's on scene. Advised two houses fully involved. The vehicle is also involved.
Alright, got a cross street.
Fire was. It's going to be Barrett Avenue and Sweet Street right on the corner.
Copy that.
For
7-8-22.
7-8-0-3-10.
82-2 with 4. We're
going to
7-8-0-3-10. Copy, 7-8.
Rove, go ahead and re-alert us again, please.
Yep.
He's responding.
86, re-alerting. For working structure fire. 1902 Barrett Avenue, Dewey Beach.
Could you re-alert 82 as well for working fire?
Copy, 82.
81 Suffolk, start me DSP. This is a victim assault.
And coast the highway.
Dewey Beach, between Sweet Street and Salisbury Street, 0312.
Structure, two stories, heavy fire from the Alpha side. Two vehicles are fully involved.
Copy, David.
86325
Crew 3. 86325
Crew 3. DSP is inquiring if there was an accident or if it's just the assault.
It's just an accident, Suffolk. One vehicle went to the graveyard.
Copy. Engine 3.
Press.
The only hydrant I see right now is the one that we had in front of that structure that was on fire that we had in early February. You're probably going to have to lay in from there.
Copy. Lay in from the hydrant for 4.
Suffolk 86, come in.
Engine 4, 21 and 4.
86, 4, 21 and 4.
Correction, engine 3.
truck will also have hydrants on New Orleans Street.
All right, Engine Drake. Come right to the corner of Sweet Street and Baird Avenue. We got a hydrant right here on the corner. I want you to park right here at the corner. Get past the wires. Let's get a deck gun in operation. See if we can slow it down. All right. Ambulance. Is there a hydrant on that corner down there where you're at? All right, I'm going to mark that for Bethany Beach.
705 with 30315, River Center to 86
Command. All right.
Hey, we're already notifying County Water to see if we can get them to boost the water down there for you guys.
All right, Don, I want you back here. We're starting to lose the houses down here. Back up a little bit. Come back down here to this end.
8-4-5,
if you come down Sweden, look for a hydrant, lay in. Look for a hydrant on Sweden, lay in. I'm not sure where it is. Robert, can you help me out? Is there a hydrant in the second block of Sweden Street?
So it's 8615. You got a hydrant mid block, the second block of Sweet Street. Also a hydrant mid block, the second block of Salisbury Street. 845.
Alright, you copy that? Engine 4.
Yeah, we're stopped at the hydrant now.
Rubber Center, 823, 1743.
This 82.
That's correct.
Stop right there. Go up. Turn one street there. Go back up the coastal highway and come in off of Salisbury Street. Let me get you on that side. Come in off Salisbury Street. Let me turn to your left. Turn to your left. Go up the coastal highway. Go down two streets. Come up on Salisbury Street. Nose up to engine 3. Nose up to engine 3.
Copy, Chief. Just do it live. Got you.
And copy anything with your radio. 15 Row, what's the next engine in there for 82?
Going over to the ocean side. Just heads up.
Okay, we're where?
FM-20,
some route.
FM-20. 15, Rahul, what's the next engine in?
You have Quinn 70 still en route, and Tanker 86 still en route at the time.
70.
Go ahead.
Quinn 70, what's your location?
Go inside in the bridge.
Alright, when you get here, I want you to try and come up to Sweet Street. Come up to Sweet Street behind our engine port. Get your ladder in operation. I understand we may have a third house starting to go off.
Copy, come up Sweet Street. We're first in trouble.
Chuck, you got an idea of BHPD. Move that police car. I'm trying to lay line here.
Alright, I'll do the best I can. We're trying to get this 5-inch line set up down here. Stand by.
Tower 86, tower, west tower, west tower, west tower, west tower.
22, west tower.
Hit under center staffing.
22 and 2. Fenton Command. Fenton Shuttle Road right now.
474, you're covered up. Try it again.
86 Command, 404.
Andrew Boss.
Fenton Command.
864, ready for water.
Entry 5, come down to Sweet Street off of Coastal Highway. Come down to Sweet Street off Coastal Highway. Come on in behind Entry 4 this time. I'll meet you over there.
3C, Sweet Street, behind Engine 4.
Engine 4 has got a deck on in service.
Okay. Engine 5, when you get here, let's see if we can get a 2.5-inch line and start hitting the structure from that side. Slowing it down.
EC2, I'm ready for the water.
Yeah, you do respond, Chris.
Not the rest, 82.
What's next piece response?
Chief, looks like 82-2.
EC2's out of the water.
823 and 824 coming into the beach.
Alright, who's first?
824.
824, continue down Coastal Highway to, I believe it's Salisbury Street, one street south of Swedes. Come up behind your engine 2. Use your manpower system with another hand line on that side of the fire.
Got Salisbury Street.
I stand by. I checking the 82 engine. I need you to come down Barrett Avenue. You went past it. You guys are coming too quick, but I need to spread you out because of what we got. I want you to come down one street north of Swedes. I think it is, I'm not sure if it's Clayton or Houston. I want you to come down and come in behind our engine 3 on Barrett Avenue. 82-4, go down to Salisbury, I think it is. Come up behind your engine 2. 82-4 come down, or the other 82 engine come down to this end. Medics, pull out of the way, let the engine get by you. 82, there might be a hydrant down there, because you haven't passed it. We're in front of where the fire was that we just had. 82,
out of the command. The charge side exposure is involved now.
Okay. Engine 5, back up, because right, we don't have any water for you right now. You're going to have to back up and try and get some off of Engine 4. Engine 4, Engine 4 at this time. Pull hand lines off of Engine 4. They're the ones that got the water. We cannot get you any water yet.
82-2, you ready for water?
Engine 5, 82-2, now coming to 86 Command. Be advised, the alpha side of the original fire building is falling.
Christopher, I can't copy anything you're saying with that radio. I don't know what you said.
Tower 86 responding. We're headed to Dewey Beach. We're over by the bridge.
Chuck. The alpha side of the original fire building is falling. Use caution.
75.
Okay, just be careful. There's a collapse there, all right? Strictly defensive operations this time.
And we found a hydrant down here by the tower. You want us to lay in?
That's correct. Bring me a line in, prepare. Bring me a line in, prepare.
Tower 86 Robot Center responding with a crew of 3.
Copy, Tower 86.
Tower 86.
Go ahead, Chief.
All right. Tower 86, I want you to come down to Salisbury Street. I don't know if we're going to be able to utilize you, but come to Salisbury Street, see what you think you can do.
15 for Hovis.
15, good.
One out, still guy coming.
Chief, at this time you have 8, Tower 86. I believe this time all you have is Tower 86 responding. We requested backfill for your station 2 engine, station 2.
Copy 842, crew of 4, 0327. Simon, stay by station 70, station 1.
Copy.
Andrew 5.
Sussex 85 2's en route. Crew of 4 with 15.
Copy 85 2 with 15 and 4 at 0328. Chief, your assignment's going to be 1 engine cover up, station 86, station 2. If you would switch your operations over to Rehoboth EMS, Rehoboth EMS.
Go ahead, command.
The second MVC in town, which units was on that?
Truck 74 and A81.
The truck 74 clear?
Negative, they're under control.
Okay, have them, if they're wrapping up, have them start this way.
Copy.
Alright, what do we got responding?
For the tower en route, 85-2, just marked up with 15 and 4.
Okay. Let's go ahead. We'll bring 85 into the scene. Tell them I want them to come down Barrett Avenue. Gonna need their manpower. Just tell them park out of the way. Right behind engine 82-3. Go ahead and get me at least 2 more engines. I need manpower. I need manpower.
84 off the command.
Copy, command.
3-15. 82-3 to the hydrant, I'm ready for water.
Unit calling, go ahead.
Engine 3, I'm maxed out on this plug, so we're going to have to find a plug further down so we don't steal my water.
We're good, Jeff. We got the plug down in front of the tower. It's going to supply engine 82-3 right behind you.
Okay, I'm a zero on the intake. That's 2 hand lines and 2.5 for the deck up on.
I don't let them pull anything else. You're good. The lowest engine in front of you is off the hydrant on Salisbury Street. They've got 2 big hand lines blowing up. So.
Uncharged. You're 2.5.
Sounds like 40 MMS.
Yeah, that's correct. Responding, staff unit 3. Been operated against the scene.
That's correct, 84. Operation Rehoboth Park.
82-3 to hydrant. Send the water.
On its way.
Alright, Rehoboth, you got 85 engine coming down Barrett Avenue, correct?
That's what they were advised. They were just responding from their station. Sussex is bringing other engines in and backfilling.
Road center, attack grade responding 17 to 4.
Rehoboth, I want 85 to come down Barrett Avenue. Whatever comes in next, I want them to go to Coastal Highway and Swedes. Coastal Highway and Swedes, and come down and back those engines up. I'm not sure about water. I'm going to check on it now. We've got probably at least 3 hydrants committed. We may have to pull a hydrant off of Coastal Highway and lay into the scene. We do have extension across the street at Swede Street to new other houses at Swede Street due to the embers. We're trying to slow that down now also. But have whatever else comes in next come down Swede Street.
Copy.
8619.
Go ahead.
Three alert for our company assist. Now we've been upgraded to the scene. See if we can get a truck out of it.
I still don't know who this is. I cannot copy you. 220 is on the, I'm going to call it the D side. Okay, or on the south side of the buildings. Go through him and get a radio or something. I can understand you.
I just want to know that the solar phone still has no bars on all three floors now.
Cannot copy that radio either, whoever that is. Cannot copy you.
15-inch-4 has got two hand lines and the deck gun operation, 5-inch connected and supplying engine 5.
Alright, I've got more equipment in route to you as soon as they get here. Hold your own the best you can. How are we looking on the other side of the street?
Coming to you.
Have anything, but we do have a structure in front of us lighting off, and possibly the next house.
15, I'm in the back of that one house. The fire is there. There's no flames from the side of the house and came back as well.
Alright, all units on the fire ground. So we get this thing knocked, we get a little bit of lights up, nobody makes entry. Everything is defensive operation. No entry, stay outside the structure due to collapse.
15, you have another unit coming down Route 1 now.
Well, where you are, here at Barrett Avenue, send them down.
19 and 15.
Go ahead.
Just let me advise, the fire has jumped across the street at 123 Sweet Street. I got a line back of the house trying to put out spot fires. We got two lines off of engine 4, two lines off of engine 5 in service, about three lines on the primary fire.
Alright, as soon as this next engine gets here from wherever, we're going to send that manpower down to assist you.
Senators. First call, 0336.
86-5, can you guys charge the blue line?
Robert, what's the next engine in?
I believe it's still going to be 82-5 or 804.
Let's see, to 85 or 80 units.
Right, center. We're good. Fire two.
Where are the center? 85-4 or 24-4?
85-4, 24-4.
Who's the unit at the end of Houston or Clayton Street and Barrett Avenue?
Rescue 82.
What kind of manpower you got on board?
I only got two and they're on a fire scene.
I just parked right there. Walk your manpower up. Walk your manpower up to your engine 82-3 right here on the corner. Brother, what do you got with engine? Question with engine 85. Are they here yet?
85-4 just went route. Rev center to 85-2, your location.
We're midway right now.
86 land. We have the main power. This is Lisa on the 2.5-inch line. On the 7th up the corner. This map on the 7th up the corner.
Okay.
8915 Suffolk, be out momentarily.
Copy.
What unit is coming down Barrett Avenue? Alright, Rehoboth, the first 85 unit, I want to check. I'm going to go to Salisbury Street, stay on Coastal Highway, go to Salisbury Street. Come up behind our tower and 82 units and send their manpower to the AD corner to 8220. 8220, they need help.
Copy, 85-2, you direct.
85-2.
What's the next unit after them?
I'd say they're going to be 85-4 or 804. 804 was in the Angola area.
804, you on the air?
That's correct, Chief. 1-24.
All right, when you get here, I want you to come down Barrett Avenue. We have a fire police out there at Barrett Avenue and Coastal. Come down, park out of the way. I need your manpower.
8-2-7-3, looking at.
Fifteen,
go ahead.
Give me two more engines started this way with manpower.
Got it, Chief.
Go
ahead.
So we have the power company coming. We do have wires compromised. Wires compromised on the bulk of the fire street.
Copy that. We're over Star DCNL. Priority one, please.
Order right.
Copy. Leaving station 70. Switching to rival fire.
So we have to be the Charlie Side explosion. We are actually fire on the top floor. The building is very much intact. We are on here in the crew. And go ahead and make a push in. Try to save this building.
Right, which one is that, the third structure?
That's correct. We'll be on the Charlie Side versus TV, Charlie Delta Corner.
Alright, I'm going to try and get you more help. Just be careful.
86 Green, the unit in the rear of the original fire building. You're shooting over the building. Lower your line.
19.
10 Celsius.
Go ahead and switch up to Rehoboth Fire. Rehoboth Fire, store toward the fire scene. 1902 Byard Avenue, Dewey Beach.
Copy.
Sussex, 85-2 is on location. Rehoboth Center, 85-2 is on location.
85-2.
19.
Go ahead, Chief.
Take command of that side. Don't go in any buildings. Take command of that side. Watch what's going on. I understand Lewis has got a crew going into the third house. You're in command of that side. Stay outside.
Copy that, Chief. So far, all my members are outside.
Okay. 8220, I believe 85 just marked up their manpower. Hopefully, should be coming to you shortly.
Appreciate it.
I copy your radio. Don't understand a word you said.
I'm at the third house. We've got three people going inside. Right now, the fire stopped at the third house.
All right, engine coming down Barrett Avenue. Come all the way down to Lewis's engine. Come all the way down.
Donnie, second emergency. One engine requested standby station 70, station 1. 0346. Bravo 804, road. And 804.
80, come on down here to engine 823. Bravo, what's the next unit in?
Going to be, should be 85-4, and then you have 84-2 who just went responding from Nova.
85 units that's coming in to come in off Coastal Highway to Barrett Avenue, pull up and park behind 80, send their manpower up. The 84 unit, tell them to come up from the south, turn at Salisbury Street, park somewhere out of the way there, send their manpower up to the front of the building.
Copy, Bravo Center, 85-4, 84-2, direct.
85-4, right. Coming by. Try to approve up right now. Ready to command. We're going to need some manpower to assist 25 on site, Bravo. Or Delta between the two houses on Fair.
Alright, Jeff, you need help, correct?
Yeah, just bodies. Stepping out of unit, the hydrant, boost me up.
not only good.
So, now it's well clear of the CPR. Come back to headquarters and get an engine outfit. Transfer to 70.
Call.
I'm Ross.
Stand by. Let me see who's covering who up, and they're moving people around.
You don't have to tell me. Keep the chatter off the radio so we got it. Just make sure it gets taken care of. While you're at it, you might as well start two more engines this way with manpower.
Copy that, Chief.
From operator to Chuck.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, just FYI, I'm down to 10 pounds of intake on the hydrant on Swede Street. So overall, you probably got about 10 pounds left in the system.
All right, he said he was trying to get a whole county water to get down here. I'll see what we can do about that. Sussex, if you cop, you got anybody from county water that starts out this way?
Bravo Center, 215. Sussex advised the hydrants are preset, unable to be boosted. Would you like a tanker task force?
Not at this time. We got a lot of lines of service. We're starting to get a knock on it. We just need help right now.
Yeah.
15, engine 4's got deck gun, 2 lines, supply 5, they got their deck gun, and 2 or 3 lines off their truck.
Alright, I'm going to shut down engine 3 deck gun. Engine 3, shut your deck gun down when you get a chance. Let's see if we can save a little bit of water.
Chuck, we got good water from the hydrants on Salisbury Street.
Okay, I just figured we're thieving from one another. That's what's going on the way we're set up.
86 with a working residential structure fire. Number 1902 Bard Avenue, Dewey Beach, 0351.
Go ahead.
They can send me an engine crew. I put the guys down to the third house. I need to replace it.
Bro, did you copy any of that?
Negative. I haven't been able to read them all night.
Okay.
7015, try your messaging. Try your.
I pulled the guys out of the third house. I need another engine crew to that third house on Sweet Street.
As soon as we get manpower here, they're en route.
So, Sharptown Road Command.
Sharptown Road Command,
yeah. Still under control.
Still working on extra gate.
Brother Center, Rodway, 5-4.
Copy 85-4.
FM-20, on scene.
I-3, crew of 4, 0353. CP operations, correction, your assignment is going to be standby, Rehoboth, Station 2. If you would, switch up to Rehoboth EMS and utilize that channel to contact Rehoboth Center.
85 units. 8615, 85 units just pulled up. Come on up here to Engine 823, I want you to go down Swede Street. They need help at the third house. They need manpower at the third house. Copy.
19 to all fire ground. This is an exterior attack only. Exterior, no interior attack.
It is 7 command. Two advisors have a partial collapse on 3 property side. But, Alpha exposure.
Copy that. Right now we're still in a defensive attack. Defensive attack.
Seven at 16 command. Power company been notified.
Yeah, you know how slow they are. They'll be here as soon as they can.
We're aware before we caught them. I believe they should be there soon. Copy
8615,
8630 on Rehoboth
Fire. 8630. Do you know if you have enough fire police to cover all these intersections?
I believe I have like three of them down on Route 1 covering the streets coming up, and Gil should be down by the hotel there to keep anybody from coming up from Bellevue.
All right, Phil, I'm on Sweet Street in the third block right up there across the street from the fire. I need it blocked off at Sweet Street and Seabreeze if you can get another fire police up that way.
Right now.
86 Command, be advised, we have a gas fire pit between the toast papers.
Alright. Is it from bottle gas or what, Gary? I know there's no natural gas down here.
I knew it's come out of the side of the wall at a manifold.
Some kind of tanks or an underground tank. I have no clue. If I can get some help, we'll see if we can get somebody to take a look around, see if there's an underground tank somewhere.
Yeah, we're doing that now.
8622.
Hey, Chuck.
I need some help. Can you get a hold of Amanda, see if she can get some hold of some associates or somebody, but the auxiliary won't answer the phone. See if they can start rounding up some refreshment and stuff and get down here.
Can you give us some more pressure to the white line?
Station 2 to command. We've got a couple coolers, a couple cases of water heading down.
Okay.
Command Amanda's out of Wyoming.
You copy?
Just out of state.
Okay. Ralph, who's there with you?
It's just going to be Telecki.
Alright. Can you go with him or you gotta go to work?
He's going to work.
Alright, let her bring that on down here. Just come in off of Sweet Street and drop it off at the end there. And we'll get the ambulance guys to come down and get it. And then I want you to go back. If you can work your way around to me from Seabreeze and come into Sweet Street, come down here. I'll give you my credit card. I'll get one of the ambulance people to go with you. I want to round up some coffee somewhere too.
Okay.
We're approaching where would you like us? 95 Command, we're approaching. Where would you like us?
Alright, 89.5, tone it down a little bit. I want you to come down Coastal Highway to Sweet Street. Park out on Coastal Highway, walk your manpower down Sweet Street, find 8619.
Seven
to 22 to
7 to 16. Face to
face with you. 89.5
on location. Copy, 89.5. Tanker 733-0402. 733, your assignment is respond to the scene. 1902 Bayard Avenue. Off Coast of Highway, Dewey Beach.
Proceed.
Fire.
Correction, we have a 75 unit, an Ellendale unit coming.
Stay on, that hand line's getting pushed into you.
Thank you. Who's coming here, correct?
That's correct, it's going to be 75-3.
Alright, same thing, tell them come down Coastal Highway, we're going to park them at the end of Sweet Street or Salisbury Street. Tell them stay on Coastal Highway and walk down the street with just their manpower.
Redirect.
7 out of 16 to command. I could use another injured crew on that third house.
Alright, you should have 89 folks walking down Sweet Street here in a few minutes.
Rehoboth, 8615.
Hey Chuck, 834 is 1 and 1A. Be seen in a minute.
Alright, come to Sweet Street. Same thing. Park out on Coastal Highway. Walk down Sweet Street. 8619 has the operations on that side. Go ahead, Rowan.
Chief, besides 834, you've also got 733 en route to the scene, 75 en route to Station 2.
Alright, that'll work.
753, copy, Rowan, to the scene.
8215, Sussex.
8215.
Yeah, did you guys backfill us?
We're still in the process, Chief.
Okay, just want to let you know we're probably going to be down here a while. Just backfill us when you get a chance.
That's correct. We're working on MUVOS now.
Okay, copy.
753 to Rehoboth. Do you want us on the EMS channel still, or do you want us on the fire channel?
You can stay on the fire channel.
7834 is the location.
76, 78. One engine each, stand by. Rehoboth, station 86, station 2. 0406. Rehoboth Center to B86, switch up the EMS.
15, Rehoboth.
15, good.
Do you have an EMS call?
Negative. I saw him going down the road. I was going to let him know I spoke to Danny. Refreshments are being taken care of.
I let them continue on their assignment. We got quite a few people. If you got an EMS call at this time, go to the next field.
Yep.
Wherever, whoever that may be.
Dean of 4, let's shut the deck on for his sound for a second.
Robert 8615.
Nice.
Chief, I've got 76 and 78 for your cover-up. Would you like me to move 75 to the scene?
Yeah, bring him down here for now. We're going to get some people. We're gonna... Juan, you good on pressure? Yeah. All right, we shut down our deck gun.
We shut down all master streams. Everybody gained some water back.
86-19. Go ahead, Cleese.
I got 5 bodies coming up to you from Station 83. They're right there in front of Engine 5. Utilize them whatever you can. Give some of them guys a break if they need it.
I got a crew in the house. I'm trying to get them out.
Good to go. 2-9.
Alright, which house are they in? Are they in the third house?
That's correct, the gray house, behind the yellow.
Alright, has this got any collapse potential?
That just sounds, James, hard to say, but it looks like it's intact.
Alright, they did ask if they get to win, and we said they could win the third house, but stay out of the first field.
Copy that.
Interior, is there any officer out there? Could you give me some portable lights to this third structure? One on the first floor and one on the second floor. We're making progress in the attic as well.
Governor 16 San Juan, could you face the basement?
Rehoboth Engine 75-3.
Three answering.
75-3, proceed into the scene.
Ready to command. Gas line's been secured to the dump exposure. Thank you.
Herbert, any update on GPNL?
I'll call him back.
82 line, 67 ACS. Coming up to me.
7861 with 5.
761, crew of 5-0, 15. Your assignments, stand by station 86. Station 2, if you would switch over to Rehoboth EMS. Rehoboth EMS, utilize that for contact with Rehoboth.
15,
Rehoboth. 15, go ahead.
What units are still en route to the scene?
You've got engine out of 75 en route to your scene. Also engine 73 crew.
when they mark up that they're on location. Ask them to walk down Sweet Street to the command unit. We're going to start a little pool right there and then start rotating some people out.
Rehoboth, the engine 73-3, 75, copy direct.
75-3, copy.
Negative, Rehoboth 73-3, did not copy.
What you get when you get on scene, stage your apparatus, have your manpower walk up to the scene.
Copy.
Rehoboth 86, command 15.
Go ahead.
He still has a 15-20 minute ETA.
Copy that.
82-2 radio, you are unreadable.
Seven and 16,
thanks. Probe, engine 76-1 with 5. We're at the station, too.
Proceed, 76-1.
7-16 to command. 55-64 on the driver's unit, probably static stages. We're under control. The main drive up here. It's not fast enough. The buzzer drive's not.
5-3
is on scene.
We're over.
Copy, 70-3. 7-15, 82-2, portable 1 is trying to call you. They're unreadable, though.
Sussex, engine 74, responding with Deputy Crow 6.
Copy, 74, Deputy Crew 6, 0420. Chief, your assignment's going to be staying by Rehoboth Station 2. If you would, switch up to Rehoboth EMS. Utilize that channel to contact Rehoboth Center.
Receive.
102
has successful nearby. Command, it's awesome. Sharp Town Road commands terminated. Remaining units returning.
Copy, 0420.
Rescue engine 14 Sussex, be clear to return and switch back to our Comic Cell.
19-22.
Okay,
Sussex, the Zango channel open. 8630, the hip power comes in here, where do you want them? C630, 8615, I have a tower company here. Where do you want them?
Repeat that, Bill.
Bill Marvin Power here. What street do you want them on?
Bill, I'm from the Sweet Street. I don't know what he's going to be able to do. He's probably going to have to go to Coastal Highway and Sweet and then walk down and see what he needs to shut down. Or he can come up from Seabreeze and come in the front of the command unit on Sweet. And see what he can do. He's got breakers on both ends of what I can see. Right now, with the collapse and everything, I don't want him to get into any of the buildings so we can see a little bit better.
He's on his way to Sweden and Route 1 now.
Copy that.
Rehoboth, zero responding, crew of 2.
860 with 2.
Rehoboth 733 on scene. to command. 84-15 to 86 command.
Go ahead.
The person in charge on the Salisbury Street side wanted me to relay to you the original fire building. The Delta wall is leaning out and it's unstable.
Are you on that side, 8415?
I am.
Alright, set up a safety zone if you would. She's leaning out pretty good towards the south, towards you.
Copy. I'll take care of it.
8615 to 8315.
Jeez.
Alright, we're trying to make an assessment on the C side of this, or correction, D side of this building. We do have a little bit of leaning on the second floor wall out just a little bit on the second building. As soon as we make an assessment, then we'll see if we can get you inside. I have no clue what it looks like on the first floor. So we're going to have to make sure we're real careful. We've had a lot of fire inside that building.
Copy, Chief. From the third floor, sounds pretty sound near where we're at. We'll wait on your call.
All right, Dennis, if you can look in any of those other windows on the lower end and just see what it looks like in there, if you think it's okay, then we could probably go ahead. But, again, I don't know what it looks like on the inside. We have not been in there.
25 to 15.
Go ahead.
Back on the CD corner, the floor joists for the second floor do not look burned at all. They look pretty intact.
Okay, 8315, did you copy that? 8315.
Go ahead, Chief.
Did you copy 8625?
Negative.
Alright, he's been back on the CB corner on the back of the building. He said the floor joists look pretty good on the second floor, so if you want to go ahead and try and go in, just be very, very careful right now.
Alright, I got crew of two. We're advancing on the B side. Try to put everything out on the second floor.
Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie Blizzard. Ronnie, turn around and come to me. Fifteen all units on the fire ground. The first structure, the structure to the south, we definitely want to stay outside. We're going to have some type of collapse probably with that unit, or correction, with the rest of the building that is still standing towards the rear to the B side. The second structure to the north, we've allowed a crew to go in from 83 to the second floor. They need to stay in the rear, not in the front. We do have a partial collapse in the front of that structure. Right now, whatever you can do from outside is what we want to do. We get a little daylight, we'll reassess from there.
Crew of two on the second floor, side B.
Repeat that.
Crew of two on the second floor, side B.
Okay, copy that.
19th man.
Guys.
7016 is going to be in control of the gray house on the yellow. I got 21 and 22 in the yellow house with a crew in there, about a crew of five. And it'd be the gray house has a crew of six inside.
Okay, you're talking about the houses behind the two original, correct? Okay.
Rehoboth, 860 on scene.
Got the 860.
Ronnie, how you looking?
Firefighter Norwood, 8315. Progress in the forest where we're at. It's two different units. We're about to breach a hole in the wall.
Okay. 8215, the units on scene. If you have FM20 in your area, send him to the command vehicle.
FM20 to 15, I'll be up there in a minute.
Okay.
Sussex. Utility 81 is responding out to Sharptown Road to assist with road closure.
Thanks, man.
You make it out okay. Resources.
That's correct, Chief. We got two crews inside both buildings doing overhaul. Wind and hot.
Alright, in this second building, I see people going in the front. I don't feel very comfortable with that. I don't mind the back on the second floor, but that front, the way it's burned on the second floor and the collapse we've had, I'd like to get them out of there until we can see it a little better.
Copy that, Chief.
Be advised, we're redoing some trucks. We're going to try and get the tower in front of the buildings where Engine 3 is so we can start to put some water up high on this rubble on the first structure.
Utility 81 arrival.
Stop.
19, also be advised, PPNL informed me that the wires above you are dead.
Seven oh sixteen. Do you have an attic ladder coming to the back unit?
Alright, we'll grab it.
Sussex, Rescue 52 is out at Lewis Station.
Rescue 52, sir, 447.
Seven 861's out at station, sir.
Copy, 761.
FM4 to Rehoboth, I'll be on scene.
Copy, FM4. Rehoboth, 8615.
761, sir, 450.
Rehoboth to 8615. Chief, just to let you know, engine 76-1, engine 78-4 at station 2 for your standby.
Okay, I've had a couple departments come to me. I assume Sussex has got cover-ups for the other ones.
I believe so. I'll confirm.
Sussex to 86-15.
Go ahead.
Chief, your stations are covered. And we also have 82 station cover.
Alright, 701, if you get a cover for them, I don't know about anybody else.
That's correct. We have a 70 cover as well.
Okay. 15 to 25. Tell them guys when they go up, just concentrate on that first structure because we got people in the second one.
19, can you give me another water can back here?
They need to check.
Right.
Hey, we got coffee and donuts on the way. Do you want them to come all one place, or you want me to divide it up and send them two different places?
Now, I'm going to tell you, probably the best bet to come in on the Seabreeze, come to Sweet Street, back up to the command unit.
Okay, we got 8611, and Alan is bringing that down. I got coffee, donuts, water, more water, and some sodas.
Alright, just come in off Sweet Street, out of Seabreeze. There's a driveway right in front of me where we can pull those units, and the guys can go in there and sit someplace dry.
7-22 to 7-16.
Unit calling 7-16.
716, can I get a thermal imaging camera? We do, just finishing up some hot spots in the attic. Just need a thermal to figure out any other hot spots.
Okay.
19 fire ground. Everybody out of the buildings. We had a collapse on the yellow building, I believe. Everybody out of the building. We might have a partial collapse on the yellow building.
I've centered all units operating inside the yellow building on the fire ground. Evacuate the structure due to a collapse.
Power to engine 3, go ahead, give us water.
Rev center 8619. Everyone accounted for.
Stand by.
8315, 8615.
Trooper 2.
Clear and adequate.
0458.
Alright, 15 Robert.
15, go ahead.
Alright, as you heard, the collapse has been on that first structure. Nobody is in that building. We are going to allow us to go into the second structure. Go ahead, it's still close. Get your pop up.
Yep.
There's two hand lines. We're just getting the guys in the backyard. They're going over the structure.
Seven of 22 to seven of 16. Can we get the yellow line shut down, the handle of the nozzle crew? So can we get also a new nozzle?